Welcome in to Morning Invest on this Monday. I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
And coming up on the show, we're going to talk about Vladimir Zelensky, you know, the star of the West, has now made some big demands. He went in front of the Israeli Knesset to make some big demands about what Israel should do, about what the United States should do. At the same time, you're not going to believe what he has just done to his national media, as well as the opposition parties in his own country.
Plus, there is news that Russia is moving into a plan B. Is that true or is it not? And who are we really to say what Vladimir Putin's military strategy is? We're going to break down the news about that and then ask some questions.
And no travel for you. The oil elites, the International Energy Agency says, hey, you know what? All of you Americans, just slow down on the highway and don't take summer vacation, because that's how we'll be able to fight these rising energy costs. You need to do your part while big oil is making record profits. All of that and more as Morning Invest starts right now.
Welcome into your Monday, the first show of spring 2022. We're glad you're here. There's a lot about global politics to break down, but there is also more than that in our morning newsletter, which you can get free to your email every day. It's at morninginvest.com. Please sign up if you haven't already and share it with your friends.
Absolutely. I get a lot of emails from people saying, I share your newsletter every day because it's so good. So with their friends. So thank you so much. Thank you. And yes, chock full of really interesting information. A lot of breaking news. In fact, some horrible news this morning. We had some breaking news out of China that we covered in the newsletter. A passenger plane, a Boeing 737 with 132 passengers, crashing in China this morning. And some other big news. Clarence Thomas, by the way, this is an update. We're not going to really cover it deeply in the show, but I thought I'd mention it here. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has quietly been in the hospital since Friday. I'm seeing tweets this morning are saying, please pray for him. People are sending out, you know, informally, please pray for him. Apparently, they're saying it's flu-like symptoms. He's there. He's under watch. But people are getting a little nervous in Washington right now. So, again, thoughts with Clarence Thomas in the hospital.
This comes as President Biden's current Supreme Court pick will face nomination committee today. Related is Brett Kavanaugh, because people like to bring him up whenever there's a Supreme Court nomination, because you may recall, if you rewind the tape, that his confirmation hearings were fraught.
Yeah. Well, hopefully can bring out some new calendars. Me, when I was hanging out with Squee back in the day and drinking some beers,
yeah.
And bring out Matt Damon to do some more.
That's good. You know, that was a fun time. So,
yeah,
you know, that still kind of blows my mind that someone's like personal diary is evidence, you know, is submissible as evidence.
A calendar.
Yeah. Like someone's
calendar. Like my childhood calendar.
I guess you could carbon date it. Right. But yeah. I just wondered like what prevented him from like writing it out now. Anyway, that's long since news.
Yes, but what is news this morning is what's happening in Ukraine. So a big update. There are a lot of moving pieces over the weekend, and we want to bring you up to speed on that. So I think one of the big stories, of course, is that Vladimir Zelensky, the Ukrainian prime minister, has been calling for additional support from NATO once again and saying that he really wants to join NATO, and went in front of the Israeli Knesset over the weekend as well to demand that Israel step in and help. Also, this morning, we've learned that Zelensky has now banned 11 opposition parties, 11 different opposition political parties. And by the way, a huge percentage of these parties represent ethnic Russians in the country. About 17% represent ethnic Russians in the country. And so 11 different opposition parties. He's also now nationalized all television stations in the name of fighting misinformation. So,
which is something when he was elected in 2019, he said he would not do, that he absolutely would not ever take control of state-run media or ban opposition media. So you could make the argument, well, these are extreme times. He's trying to protect his country from invasion. But it's very hard to make that argument when it is not at all clear how many people actually are supportive of Russia in that nation and how many people are not. It, you know, we can see on the map when we watch broadcast news, these sort of red areas that are now controlled by Russia or are being called pro-Russia. But do we think that people actually exist cleanly inside of those borders? No. Clearly, that's not the case.
No, and David Frum tweeted this almost like with a straight face. I mean, he's a liberal writer at the Atlantic. I mean, I just love this. Ukraine may be the first example in human history of a country that, under the pressure of war, is becoming more tolerant and more liberal.
What?
Like, yeah, people were quick to say, David, are you like smoking crack here? Like, do you not know what the heck is actually happening in this country? You write for the Atlantic. Did you not see what this guy just did? And look, you say, you know, yes, they're being invaded. Yes, by Russians. Absolutely. That's the case. But these are things you do internally. Like, this is what you're doing inside of your own country.
Right.
Banning 11 opposition parties. Also nationalizing all television outlets in the name of fighting misinformation.
Well, amongst them is not the white supremacist group.
Right.
So of all the 11 that was banned, because the white supremacist groups have been armed long before this conflict began, and the United Nations had been warning that this uprising of this group was dangerous, but they have been the first to step up and collect arms. Right. And so Ukraine has kind of let them. But when it comes time to banning, and so when you look at the list of who's banned, it's only people who are pro-Russia. Right. So that is no longer allowed. You have to choose your borders and you must choose the Ukrainian flag. When we all know at any, it doesn't really matter where you live in the world anymore. There are always divisions, right? You could live in Puerto Rico and there's a fraction of people who want to join the United States and there's a fraction of people who want to secede. This divide exists everywhere and certainly exists inside Ukraine, but we're not supposed to believe it if we're part of the Western world.
No, and the only reason we're able to even get some of this information out is because journalists have been able to, and there have been some, obviously, citizens who are reporting what's actually happening inside of Ukraine. And Zelensky is fully aware of this, and that's what the Ukrainian people have been saying. He's fully aware of what these paramilitary groups, what members of the Ukrainian military have been doing to their own citizens for years. I combed through thousands of videos this morning, and I'm going to tell you, like, it put me in a really bad mood. It made me really upset. Now, I pulled two videos, and these are very, what's the word I'm looking for? Light? I mean, compared to what I saw this morning of Ukrainian citizens being taped to telephone poles and whipped and beaten by Ukrainian military. Now, these are women, children, and men with their pants yanked down.
Where did you find these? What are you talking about?
Okay, so let's just go, if you want to. So anyway, the Gray Zone has been reporting, of course, that U.S. and NATO allies have been arming neo-Nazi units in Ukraine. Okay, that's the group. The Azov Brigade has, for years, and continue to receive arms from the United States.
Yes.
This is the Azov Battalion. That there's been arguments that they have been staging false flag attacks on Ukrainian landmarks. For instance, Western media have reported that Russia's military deliberately attacked the theater in Mariupol, claiming that it was filled with civilians and marked with signs reading that it had children on its grounds. That turned out to not be the case. In fact, it looks as if this was all staged by the Ukrainian, the Azov Brigade. So as you go through and you look at what they're actually doing, here's an example of a video that the Azov Battalion, this was on Twitter, you can read about. This is the Azov Battalion in Ukraine with a group of civilian hostages in a room. This is like the eerie. This is just one example.
Mm-hmm.
Watch.
Okay.
If my mouse will play it. All being held against their will. And now here's more. I'll link this up in the show description because it's long and it's difficult to watch. But there are thousands upon thousands of videos of Ukrainian citizens who are refusing to fight alongside of these neo-Nazis being grabbed, many of them ethnic Russians, many of them not. Doesn't matter. It's like if you're not part of this like white supremacist group, if you're not, you know, anti-Jewish, what is what they say on their website, we're going to grab you, we're going to tie you to telephone poles, and we're going to whip you. This is just one example.
Oh, Clayton.
Okay.
And it goes on from there.
Okay.
So these are things that people need to see, right? People need to see them because we're not going to cover them in the Western media. This is happening inside of Ukraine, and I'll link you to the thread where you can go through thousands upon thousands of these videos. I'm talking women, children, all across Ukraine at the hands of these Ukrainian paramilitary groups, okay? This is happening inside of Ukraine, but you can't talk about it. We got to ignore it. If you're in the Western media, don't even bring it up. Don't even mention it. By the way, here's what the Western media had to say about Ukraine up until February of this year. Look at this. Ukraine celebrates Nazi collaborator, bans book critical of pogroms leader. Look at all of these different resources from Politico.com to The Guardian, on and on and on. Far right fighters from Europe fight for Ukraine. Ukraine designates national holiday to commemorate Nazi collaborators. Britons join neo-Nazi militia in Ukraine. Kiev's far right groups refuse to disarm. Neo-Nazis and the far right are on the march in Ukraine. On and on and on. And then, of course, right after February of 2022, there's no mention of this.
Right. And the problem here is that it just, I mean, there's so many problems, right? But we're using this tragedy to empower a government that does not have their stuff figured out and has not for a long time, right? And so now, because it's this sort of we're suffering, you know, which Ukrainian people absolutely are. The Ukrainian government is getting this awful power grab. This weekend, Zelensky seems to have overplayed his hand a bit by criticizing Israel and saying, hey, Israel, you're not helping us enough. What you're watching is comparable to what the Nazis did in another Holocaust. Israeli leaders this weekend are saying, no, that's a line too far. Right. We don't compare things to the Holocaust. You don't know exactly what that means.
Right. I mean, he said in this speech, people of Israel, you saw Russian missiles. You saw Russian missiles hit Kiev. Babi Yan Yar, which is a Holocaust memorial site.
Yes, it is.
So he says, you saw Russian missiles attack a Holocaust memorial site. They are trying to bury you twice, he said. I mean, I'm going to quote him exactly. He said, you know what kind of land it is, meaning this Holocaust memorial site in Ukraine. More than 100,000 Holocaust victims are buried there in this site. There are ancient Kiev cemeteries. There's a Jewish cemetery. Russian missiles hit there. People of Israel. Of course, reporters then were like, that doesn't sound right. People went to confirm whether or not Zelensky was telling the truth, and turns out, no, that's, again, not accurate.
It still stands.
Well, that's a shocker. Babi Yar wasn't hit. It wasn't damaged. But again, this is the kind of misinformation that is being put out in this war right now. And of course, you know, you see these stories. You see these stories of, Holocaust sites being attacked and so forth. And then we have reports that members of the Ukrainian military have been using their own citizens as human shields, staging different attacks like at the Mariupol theater. Mm-hmm. And you have to wonder, this is why we're not taking sides here, but we want you to have this information. You make your own educated decisions about this. But if information is being kept from you, that is wrong.
Well, what's another narrative, right, that we're seeing is that Russians are disgusted with Vladimir Putin. People are turning in their passports, that Russians do not support this. That's not necessarily the case. We have video this morning of Vladimir Putin speaking to a crowded amphitheater, not amphitheater, it's a stadium, like a sports stadium, of thousands of people who are, this was taken Friday, and people are waving the Russian flag, and he goes on to say, shall we let him say it?
Yeah, it's in Russian, so.
Okay.
Unless you want to translate.
I will paraphrase.
Okay.
This just so I don't.
I'll cut the audio then.
I don't want to speak over Vova, but.
But we could say how many people here were like forced at gunpoint to go to a stadium to listen to him, right? Who knows? Or no, they went on their own, again, like these are things we don't know.
Well, what he ends up saying here is that Russian people were being treated badly in Crimea and certain separatist areas of Ukraine, and we had to go in and rescue them. Part of that's true, though. There were separatist Russian areas that were being persecuted by Ukrainian government. So, you know, you have to parse out.
It's a good point, because this is exactly why. This is a huge reason why Ukraine is not in the United Nations right now, or not in NATO.
Or the European Union.
Or the European Union, I guess. That's what I meant to say. The European Union. They're, because of their corruption, because of their human rights abuses, they're not in the European Union.
Right.
So draw
a line.
Go back
to that steel frame. That's great. He's kind of like, look, know what you had before.
No, I can't really.
Oh. What he was saying was that Crimea was in this humiliating position. And so it's kind of like we had to, right? He feels, I feel today when you look at headlines of Western media, it's like Putin's moving on to plan B. His plan B is what? To agree to maybe almost like, what do you call it when part of your land is owned by someone else and that person has
annexed?
Like an annexed part of Ukraine that would allow for certain areas to be held by Russia and there to be some kind of passageway between the areas that are not. Or he's moving towards maybe less violent attacks and more negotiations. I just feel like that is incredibly ignorant of those of us who do not understand military strategy to say what Putin's plan is at this point.
No, but we know what the Western media's plan is, though. Like, if you're watching, we're gonna talk about the Western media in just a moment because I want to show you some unbelievable footage from the past.
Easement, that's the word I was looking for.
Thank you.
It's sort of like
I was
going to
say encroachment, but that was yeah.
No, if you have like an area of your land that can be used to pass through,
right? Like in Montana, when I lived in Montana, you're not allowed any of the waterways there. The rivers, right?
Yeah.
Those are all open. So you can walk along a river, you know, no one has ownership of those things, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't, like, even the land goes up to the river. There's like a certain easement from the waterway to the land. You can't, you know, someone can fish basically on your land. Anyway, yes.
All right. Thanks, Vartan, for that.
So yes, we've got a lot more news to get to this morning. We're going to talk about the Western media, how the Western media has been playing this in these press briefings with Jen Psaki over the past few weeks. It's been kind of remarkable. We have a lot more pieces of this to get to this morning.
First, we'll tell you about our show sponsor over at Aalto IRA. Aalto IRA is a way for you as an investor to have an IRA, but not be limited to just investing in the stock market, which is what most normal IRAs are. Our mentor, Tom Wheelwright, who wrote the book Tax-Free Wealth, calls anytime you invest inside your 401k or an IRA in funds that are sort of normally stock-based funds is you partnering with the government to invest in the stock market. Well, maybe you don't want to do that, but you like the idea of an IRA and you are thinking of investing in Bitcoin. Well, that's what we do too. Did you know that you can trade it without the tax headaches if you do so in an IRA? And the majority of people are investing in cryptocurrency actually are doing it in a taxable account when they could be doing it in an IRA and avoiding or deferring the taxes. So if you would like to truly diversify your retirement portfolio, you can discover how to invest in crypto and other Bitcoin and other crypto in your IRA with Aalto Crypto IRA. It's an easy way to put crypto in an IRA, and it's seriously a game changer. You can create a free account in just a few minutes with as little as $10. There's no setup charges and no account fees, and there are over 150 coins available for you to invest in and learn to invest in. So right now, if you open an Aalto Crypto IRA with as little as $10, you can do that by just going to AltoIRA.com/morning. That's AltoIRA.com/morning. Start investing in cryptocurrency today.
Well, if you've been watching the Western media over the past couple of weeks, no doubt you've been hearing a lot about these no-fly zones. You've been hearing a lot about what is the United States going to do? What are the United States' red lines in the war in Ukraine, right? Like, you know, if Putin does this, or when are we going to get involved? Like, come on, man, when are we going to get involved in this? And reporter after reporter after reporter from all of the major networks and newspapers, from the New York Times to the Atlantic to CBS News, NBC News, CNN, they've all been in the White House briefing room and they have been asking these questions. When are we going to get involved? When are we going to send them arms? When are we going to enact a no-fly zone? Watch.
White House is the administration facilitated transfer of S-300 anti-air missiles.
President Zelensky, in his remarks to Congress today, again made his request for a no-fly zone. He no doubt is aware of President Biden's position on that. Is there any scenario in which President Biden would change his mind?
Would a strike in Poland on supplies or anything, really, automatically be met with a military, a forceful response, or simply a conversation amongst allies about how to respond?
I mean, just the constant, like, when are you guys going to do this? Here's my favorite one, though.
Enough talk, more action.
Here's my favorite one. This one's like, come on. And she asks it again, like, she, different shirt, different day, but like, come on. You, like, at what point do you guys just put this no-fly zone in place? Because we, you know, we in the Western media, that's how we make our ratings. We make our money off of war. So please, please, please continue this thing.
You have noted from the podium that Putin has shown no signs of changing course. You've also noted that there are significant consequences that Putin could still face. Even with this additional aid that you're providing today, it seems there are still other options on the table. So why hold back? Why not use
every
tool at your disposal now to spare additional lives?
Yeah, why hold back? Just put American aircraft over Ukraine so that we start World War III. I mean, look, by all intents and purposes, we are already there, right? We've been funneling all kinds of resources. We've been funneling all kinds of weapons into Ukraine as it is. We've been funneling fighters and you name it into Ukraine to fight on. But just in name only, can we just actually go to war? Can we finally just go to war?
Right, we want to see it.
I mean, even like, you know, you have the strike carrier group in the Mediterranean. They've been running 80 to 90 sorties a day. You know, those are the, where they launch the aircraft, they're doing to patrol those skies right now. That, this is what U.S. forces are doing off the USS Harry Truman this morning. Listen to, here's...
No, that's Russian aircraft.
Oh, sorry. It's hard to tell them apart. But here is, listen to what they're doing. This is U.S. Harry Truman sound.
In the NATO enhanced air policing mission, the Truman will launch aircraft from wherever we happen to be. It will transit across NATO countries, tank with Air Force or NATO airborne tankers, and then man stations on the eastern flank of NATO to help enforce the borders and reassure our partners and allies in the region. The aircraft, when they go, are performing a NATO mission.
Hmm.
It is minimally different. There are very slight changes to the rules of engagement, because we operate under NATO rules of engagement versus strictly U.S. rules of engagement, and that's about the only change.
So that's about the only change. So this, again, video from the USS Harry Truman over the weekend, 80 to 90 missions a day. They're flying right now along the borderlands right now just to keep them in check. They're calling them deterrent missions to make sure that, you know, Russia doesn't do anything inside Ukraine further, because we'll shoot them down.
But yes, they're armed, right?
Oh,
so they're
armed.
Prepared to. They're saying we don't follow strictly United States rules. We're following NATO rules, which are similar, sort of. So it's almost as if we haven't done a no-fly zone. We may. We reserve the right to. We're practicing. We're flexing our muscles. When, again, just as recently as last week, the American people are only 35% in favor of any military involvement in the Russian-Ukraine conflict. But you wouldn't know it to watch the media, because the media seems so ready to bounce.
Yeah. When are you guys going to go? Like, when you, seriously, we're really hoping you guys are going to do this soon. Like, she's reading off of her notes. Like, she wrote this like last night. Watch.
You have noted from the podium that Putin has shown no signs of changing course. You've also noted that there are significant consequences that Putin could still face. Even with this additional aid that you're providing today, it seems there are still other options on the table. So why hold back? Why not use every tool at your disposal now to spare additional...
Yeah, why not use every tool to get us into this war? Please, please, we really want this. Where is the discussion about peace at all? No, like, none of these reporters are asking about peace. They're not asking about peace talks. They're not asking about like de-escalating this. That's because all of these networks and newspapers want, I mean, they have their reporters there. They make so much money off of this. Their ratings are through the roof now. CNN's ratings were in the toilet.
Yes.
Not anymore. Why? Because people tune in to see what the hell's happening in this war. And if there's no war, then your ratings go right back in the toilet.
Yeah, like why don't we have like a peaceful industrial complex? You know, like, that's just not something that
You know, like,
you can't raise money on that.
I mean, it used to be called the War Department, and then they changed it to the Defense Department, right? Mm-hmm. The Department of Defense. But that's laughable, right?
I mean, like
this idea that we're just waiting. We're sitting back. We're playing defense. It's the offensive department is exactly what it is. And all you need to do, if you go to these websites, if you go to like the NewYorkTimes.com, you see these huge headlines now. They've instead of having like the small little headlines, they've got the full website is taken up. Ukraine refuses Russia's demand to surrender. You know, huge headlines across all of these major newspapers, Washington Post, a Wall Street Journal. They're all doing this huge, we love war headlines.
Yes. Yeah. That's all I have to say about this.
Okay.
I don't know what to say. You're welcome.
Let's tell you about our friends over at Ultimate Ears. Our friends from Logitech have created Ultimate Ear Fits, the world's first true wireless earbuds that are custom fitted to your unique ear shape. Now, if you know, the thing is, everyone's ears are different. Like, look at my ears, right? I've got like giant satellite dishes. And so not everyone's ears are the same. And when you put in those like generic types of, you know, pods that you find at the store, they're like a one size fits all. And that's not the way that they should be, right? Because you want to have comfort. So the way that Ultimate Ears works is that they will actually send you a molding kit in the mail. And you put it in your ear, and after about 60 seconds, it warms, and then it turns with this light, and it hardens to fit your specific ear. It's really amazing. It gives you a little beep to let you know it's done, and then it's perfectly secure and hardened, and it's not going to be soft for the rest of the, you know, it's like perfectly set to your ear. And you can wear them all day long. So it's comfort fit to your ear. When I was starting out in the television business, you would get what's known as an IFB, what you put in your ear, you know, if you're listening to your producer and so forth.
Yeah.
And they send you like a molding kit to do it. And I remember it like
took mine's molded.
Took a few weeks. You have to mail it off and the whole thing, but it was custom fit to your ear. And now that's what UE Fits does, but it's in your home. You can do it instantaneously right in front of you. Like, you don't have to send it off anywhere. You can wear Fits in complete comfort all day long while enjoying exceptional noise isolation, truly immersive sound. Really, really amazing stuff. Can do it in under 60 seconds. The short answer is they use a groundbreaking light form technology, and their ear tips are made of a soft gel called photopolymer, which is a plastic that reacts to light. Once you put in the gel tips in your ear and adjust the comfort, the UE Fits app activates tiny LED lights inside the earbuds, which harden the gel in like 60 seconds. Really amazing. So you download the app from the App Store or Google Play Store. You put the earbuds in your ear. You follow the simple instructions in the app. You hit the start button, and that goes through the molding process. You're done. Go to your custom fitted earbuds. Your ears will thank you. So check them out today. You want to tell them how they can check them out today?
Sure. One second. Use promo code INVEST at ue.com/fits to get your pair of UE Fits. That's ue.com/fits. And our promo code is INVEST.
All right. Check them out. Thank you.
All right. Well, the International Energy Agency is saying that if we would like to save on gas and gas prices that are continuing to skyrocket, all we have to do is just slow down a little. Just slow down. This follows the precedents in the mid-1970s when energy prices were rising and the average speed limit was reduced by approximately 20 miles per hour. And actually, it did result in a 21% reduction in speed equated to gas consumption. So, you know, if you speed, you waste gas. Also, there is an epidemic of speeding in the United States that is causing lives. But it's still kind of rich to tell people to slow down in order to save on gas when there really is not necessarily a gas shortage and energy companies are still racking in profit hand over fist.
Yeah, you're going to tell me to slow down and not travel this summer because you are price gouging us? I mean, that's literally what's happening. You're making barrels of money. I mean, look at the headlines this morning, from CNBC on Saudi Aramco. They are making just unbelievable profits this year, soaring profits on oil prices, up 124%, 124% profits.
To $110 billion compared to 2021. So in 2020, this company, this Saudi oil company, made just $49 billion. peanuts, right? But last year they made $110 billion. So more than doubling their profits. But yet we are made to think that there's a scarcity problem, that there's a supply and demand problem, that they have to overcharge us because of global conflict. It doesn't really make sense when you look at the reserves and you look at the prices of the oil companies. Who's hurting here? Not them. Consumers, certainly. We see companies having to raise their prices. You know, economists seem to say that as prices go up, consumption will eventually go down, which does seem to be the case, but so slightly, right? It just doesn't seem to be correcting itself as people are making the choices maybe to not use as much gas, not go out as often. But that is sort of what the marching orders are right now, is just consume less because we have to. Although I will say, yes, it's rich for sort of, I don't know, the media and Western elites to say that, but also it is, of course, better for the planet. No combustible fuels in the atmosphere, using less fossil fuels, and also just sort of slowing down to save lives. It's generally very good advice. We just sort of feel like the intention with which it's delivered is a little bit hypocritical.
A little bit. I mean, here's what they're saying. These elites are telling you, do not travel this summer and slow down. That's what they're telling us. That's what elites are telling people, even while they're sitting on massive amounts of profit. Like, mm-hmm. This is, again, we get screwed. The average American gets screwed in this entire process. You're being asked to pay more for your home heating bills, right? So mm-hmm. You're paying more because they're running up their massive profits. Now they're coming to you saying, you know what we really need to do is we need to, even though there's no shortage, mm-hmm. right? There's absolutely no shortage of oil. They're just holding back on it. You need to not drive as fast. And please don't take a summer vacation this year. All of that because, you know, we're just in the supply crunch right now.
Well, there are some other, they unveiled this 10-point action plan, which includes working from home, if that's possible, at least 3 days a week, alternate private car access to roads in large cities. That is being done in certain cities, most of them European at this point. Increase car sharing, use high-speed trains, avoid business air travel. So if you don't absolutely have to have an in-person conference, let's just not do that anymore. And continue to adopt electric and more energy efficient vehicles. Of course, most states have their targets set for 2030, 2035, 2040 for full electric vehicle adoption. But that's not going to get us very far this summer.
No, I just find it incredibly insulting and sort of and hypocritical that these companies, the International Energy Association, wants you to make sure that you're not going to take vacations.
But can't you also see that as a glass half full type of suggestion? Because all of these things are good for the planet and do help reduce our dependence on fossil fuel. So are you just feeling pissy about it? Or are these things that we can sustain and actually change our world?
Yeah, it's fine. It's easy for us to say, though, you know, like that's the thing. It's easy for us to sit there and tell people, like, just change your life right now. Just change everything about your life while these rich people are making
we need to change
profits.
Our lives.
Yeah, I get that. We do need I do, but like, I just find it. I don't know how to describe this. I find it so insulting that these people can sort of dictate millions of Americans' lives who they don't have money to go out and buy an electric car right now. They don't, you know, they're just 61% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And so they have the audacity, their dollar is not going anywhere nearly as far, right? All of this suffering is that because of these elites, all of it. Because of the Federal Reserve and these elites who run the show.
But these actually are ways to reduce our dependency
on
the oil and gas industry.
But there's no shortage of oil. There's no shortage of oil. And so what you're asking people to do is to change their lives even more right now when they already have. How much more do these people have to give these global, these global oligarchs and elites right now? I mean, the Federal Reserve knew what they were doing by pumping all sorts of fake money into the economy. The United States economy is $30 trillion in debt. the Federal Reserve continue to pump billions of dollars to Wall Street, while average Americans, the value of U.S. dollar is now plummeted, right, to its lowest levels in 40 years. They're spending an additional $300 per month now on just basic home necessities and items and gas prices. And now you're asking people, I find it so smug, I guess, is my problem.
They've been doing this for a long time. It's like so well orchestrated on the side of the elites, where they put the onus of fixing these problems on the average citizen. You know, like I like to compare it to, in the 90s when they were doing like the big push of, you know, like turn off your faucet when you're brushing your teeth because you got to conserve this water. But the amount of water saved doing that is nowhere near the amount of freshwater mining like Nestle is involved in.
Yes.
So they want to put the guilt on us. It's on the everyday average citizen.
Right.
So that we bear the shame for their shameful practices.
And Kamala Harris said
that's well said.
A few weeks ago, right? A few weeks ago, Kamala Harris said the same thing. You know, we're standing up for Western democracy, right? That's why you need to pay more at the pump. Mm-hmm. This is Putin's price hike. So it's incumbent upon you to pay more at the pump so that you can support Western democracy, Western ideals. On a day when Zelensky bans 11 opposition political parties, mm-hmm. nationalizes the state media to hide true stories about what's actually happening inside of that country, so that stories, actual stories about Ukrainian citizens being beaten by their own military, doesn't get out. You don't get to hear that. But that's what you're standing for.
Yeah.
So thank you, Kamala, and the Biden administration for lecturing me about what we need to stand for. I need to pay more for gas, I guess, because it's Putin's price hike. Again, this is the kind of crap that they're spoon feeding us. And I'm sick and tired of these like Western elites thinking that people are stupid and they're going to go along with this. And that's exactly what they're doing.
Yes, I understand. I understand what you're saying, that like this is only something that's talking down to a certain class of people, because everyone else is still going to take their cruises and their, you know, I don't know, oligarch cruise liners and whatever. I get it. But still, it's not terrible for us to just slow the heck down a little bit, especially when you consider how traffic deaths have skyrocketed since the pandemic. So we can slow down, but not because they told us to.
Yeah, but I mean, if that was the intent, then this wouldn't come with that helping of guilt along with it. You know, it's like mm-hmm. there's a difference between like putting it in the perspective of like we need to do these things for the betterment of the planet and us specifically as a species, because I mean, let's face it, the planet will keep spinning long after we're gone. So what we're talking about is like keeping ourselves, you know, alive on this planet. And so if they were housing it like that, like we all need to come together with like that positive message, that's one thing, but that's not what this is. This is guilt. This is them throwing throwing the guilt on us so they don't have to feel any of it.
I'd love to hear in our chat this morning, like how many of you are willing, you know, to slow down on the highway and to not take any kind of vacation. And maybe you can't even afford to take a vacation this summer. So maybe they get the best of both worlds. Like you can't even afford to take a vacation. You can't afford to hit the road anyway because mm-hmm. of how expensive things have gotten. But are you willing to sacrifice to support Western democracy and ideals to give up your vacation this summer to support these elites?
Well, I'm willing to speed less, but I never speed really anyway. So
I'd actually prefer. I would love for you to actually go faster.
Yes, I can't do
that. It's like driving with Grandma Natalie when we're out on the road.
All right. Well, let's talk about something that is speedy, which is our show sponsor at ShipStation. If you are running a business and you have anything to ship to your consumers, you need ShipStation. ShipStation is a place that will help you to automate all of your deliveries in your business fast and easy so that you never worry about shipping again. Make the switch to a solution that handles all your shipping needs quickly, affordably, and painlessly. ShipStation is trusted by over 100,000 e-commerce sellers to not only keep track of their orders from any sales channel, but easily find the best shipping carrier with deeply discounted rates. Automate just about any shipping task with just a few clicks. clicks, not clips. Online shopping isn't slowing down anytime soon, so you need to make sure that your business is ready to keep up. You'll save time and you'll also save money. You can get the same rates as major retailers through the major shipping companies, USPS, UPS, FedEx, and et cetera. And you get the same discounts, usually reserved only for Fortune 500 companies. No wonder that 98% of companies that use ShipStation for a year keep using it for as long as they're in business. It's that good. So you can ship more in less time with ShipStation by using our offer code INVEST to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, no stress shipping. Go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in INVEST. With ShipStation, you make ship happen.
All right.
All right. We're going to get you out of here on what's trending. Before we go, remember to sign up for our newsletter. It's morninginvest.com. And we always do a what's trending section so you can look cool with the kids, mm-hmm. as well as news by the numbers. So you can keep a lot of news in your brain, feel informed, and hopefully positive, empowered, all of that stuff. We'll see. Okay, happy spring is trending because as of yesterday, spring is officially here. Yesterday was the equinox. We now have equal time, light and dark. It is time to grow things. We got seeds in the ground this weekend. It felt great. It is time to smell the roses. And also those of you who have allergies, you've been warned. Kid Rock is trending because his interview with Tucker Carlson airs tonight on Fox. And we have this clip, which was tweeted by Tucker Carlson's show.
Why haven't you been canceled? Like, people aren't allowed to say what they think. You are.
I am uncancelable.
Why's that?
Because I don't give a and I'm not in bed with any big corporate things at the end of the day. There's nobody I'm beholden to, no record companies, no corporate interests, no nothing. And you can't cancel me. I love it when they try.
You know, I gave that a lot of thought this morning. And I realized that I do care about being canceled, so that makes me vulnerable. And if I just adopt that attitude, life would be so much easier if you don't give a F.
We were, I mean, well, before you were on this show, we were canceled. Like, the, you know, YouTube shut us down for a week mm-hmm. on this channel because we were reporting the truth about, you know, the vaccine information. And then a few weeks later, like, it was confirmed by the CDC, but it didn't matter. We were shut down for a week. So we've been canceled on this show. The show's been canceled.
Yes.
What are you concerned about? I mean, we're not beholden to any big business, any media, any billionaire corporations.
I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And I don't want to be called out for hurting anyone's feelings.
That's what you're worried
about.
And
I don't want to be seen as a conundrum. Worry about those. Like, oh, you speak for one group of people, but not another. Or, yeah, I worry a lot about how we present ourselves. I don't want to present the news in an egotistical way. I don't want to alienate people. Everybody feels this way.
You're going to alienate people when you tell the truth. When you tell the truth and you report these stories, like when I showed you the stories out of Ukraine this morning, you're going to alienate. There's going to be people that are like, oh my God, I can't watch that. I would just want to go back to my cushy CNN.
Sure, but you're not saying that you truly don't give a F in life.
I don't know. I'm increasingly, I don't give a rat's ass. I really don't.
Okay. But I mean, that's just like a,
I feel like we'd attract the right audience here. Like if you're one of those people that doesn't want the truth, you're not going to watch this show. Like, and that's fine. Like you got to break, like I remember when Conan was first starting, he said, you know, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, right?
Yeah.
So you're not going to cater to everyone. You're not going to make everyone happy. And at the end of the day, if you want, like, I don't want the people watching this show who just want to watch, like, a Good Morning America type show and want to see, like, Gail sitting there yucking it up with Oprah or whatever, you know, laughing.
Sure, sure.
That doesn't appeal to me. I really don't care. I did that
okay,
for 20 years.
Okay, but everybody has the need to be liked in some form or fashion. Everybody wants to make human connections. And when you tell someone you're unworthy of human connection, everyone feels this way, right? And so how do you get to a place in your life where you don't give a F because then you truly are uncancelable? I'm just saying, I relate to people who wish they could not give a F but don't yet.
See, but I, do I give can't, I can't F's. Be, I can't be canceled because you can't find me on the internet. Good luck finding me on anything. I mean, you can follow my Instagram. I think the last post I had there, I usually post Instagram maybe once a year. I think it's been like 3 years since I posted to Facebook.
But it's a big day when that happens.
Do you count it likes? No,
I really don't. Like, you just, I have no Twitter. I have no presence on the internet.
I suppose, you know, like with this show, I would be upset like if no one watched it, right? We put in hours and hours of work and research to bring you a show. And I would be upset if YouTube blocked us and canceled us. I mean, that's why we have backup plans and backup, you know, that's why we have our newsletter. So we can at least email you at morninginvest.com and like let you know, hey, YouTube took us down. We're over here now.
Yeah.
Because we are beholden to billionaire corporations like Google and Twitter and Facebook, unfortunately. You know?
Well, people who give a F should not pretend they don't give a F, because that's disingenuous. So I'm just saying, maybe there's truth in that. Or maybe there's something in me that's like, no, I do give an F, and that's what makes me more vulnerable. Huh?
No, I remember I interviewed Kid Rock on the show on Fox and Friends years ago, and it was like 8 a.m, and he had sunglasses on, and he's like, I haven't been up this early, and I don't know. He's like, and I like, he was like half awake, and I remember thinking, like, this guy does not care.
he didn't give an F then.
He didn't give an F then. Nothing's changed. He's like, I don't know. I don't care. If you think I'm crazy, fine. I don't care.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think I would otherwise be interested in an interview like that, but that was a pretty good teaser. I might seek it out tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Fortnite Season 2 is trending because the trailer for the new season is out, and there are battle buses, which people seem excited about.
Like our son?
Yes. I only have a still frame because I don't want to get canceled over that. Do you have it? Maybe you don't have it.
Well, I think people know what Fortnite is.
Okay, you know what it looks like. Also, Epic Games has said it will donate the game's proceeds over the next 2 weeks to humanitarian aid in Ukraine. Missing from that list is Yemen, Ethiopia, Afghanistan.
You see the awful news out of Afghanistan this morning? There was a story this morning about the just horrific amount of malnourishment from the Afghan children. Mm-hmm. Just tens of thousands of children, like, absolutely starving.
Yes.
Thanks for all we've done for Afghanistan. 20 years of destroying your country. That's what we have to show for.
Well, this is how we'll feel about Ukraine in just a matter of decades, it would seem, because we're on the same trajectory.
I guess. I would love to see websites like Apple and Google and all these people that put a big banner at the top, you know, for you to donate to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what you would have done to help, you know, in Afghanistan?
It had the 15 minutes of Afghanistan did have 15 minutes of fame when we pulled out last fall. And we did care about those refugees, but they're not top of mind now.
Yeah.
And finally, hypersonic missile is trending because that is what Russia claims it is using now in Ukraine as attacks escalate. And we have these
videos. Yeah, watch this. Videos. Here it is. I have the video.
Вот ебать это пизда нахуй! Ебать!
That's a hypersonic missile.
This video here also.
That's a photo.
That's a photo. And then, you see that tweet, that one. This is a tweet actually from Russia saying that.
It was a weapons facility that they hit underground.
Yes.
A massive underground weapons facility filled with weapons and ammunition that, by the way, was funneled by Western powers, NATO powers. So Russia says in this remote region, fired a hypersonic missile that can penetrate the ground, went into this warehouse and destroyed like all of these weapons that have been coming from NATO and Western powers.
Don't worry about it, everybody, because your tax dollars will replenish
just went up in
that.
Flames.
No, we'll send more.
We'll send more. Your tax dollars just went up in flames there.
Your tax dollars will replenish that.
It's a world on fire. It's a world gone crazy.
All right. Well, tune into our newsletter for more. We will keep you updated, and we'll see you here tomorrow at the same time. Hold on. Oh,
yes.
We have more.
Yes, we have Super Chats. And I want to tell you, before we get to our Super Chats, we have a Game of Thrones update, by the way. I just saw Rumpelgold posting a Game of Thrones update, so we want to get to that. But I want to tell you first how you can get 5 stocks right now for free by going to Moomoo, right? If you go to morninginvest.com/Moomoo, you can get up to 5 free stocks. and a bonus stock right now. They're going to do a bonus stock of NIO, and you get this through the end of March right now. So they're doing this just for a limited time through the end of March. You can get up to $7,000 in free stocks, free money. All you have to do is open your account, make your initial deposit, and you get those additional stocks. If you do nothing else with this account, then you get free stocks and you could sell the stocks. Like, you get the stocks in your account and then just sell them for cash. And you can keep that cash in your account or transfer it to your bank account, whatever you want. What I would recommend is learn. So again, I talk about this a lot here, but if you go to morninginvest.com/moomoo, there's a section at the top says learn. Click on the lessons so you can actually learn. They have courses on how to trade, how to make money. Why do you just want like Wall Street people to make money? You should learn how to make some extra money, whether it's crypto trading or stock trading. You can do that all right here, right inside of Moomoo. You get free level 2 market data and everything. They've got great support, great apps for your desktop, Windows PC, Mac, doesn't matter, your iPhone, your Android device, all of it. And plus, they have all kinds of great financial news too, up to the minute. You can tag it by the different types of stocks you own, so you can see the news that affects the companies that you're investing in or that you care about. Maybe you want to invest in renewables. Maybe you want to invest in things that you know are good for the planet, things that you have a conscience about. You can do so right there. Go to morninginvest.com/moomoo today to get your free stocks and a free bonus. All right, Philip, we have some super chats today.
Yes, we do. Let me call them up here. So the first one was none of your business with a $5 super chat. In the U.S., get the evangelicals to take the worldwide stand against our involvement giving weapons in this war. I don't know that.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't it be amazing to actually have church leaders across the United States stand up on Sunday in mass?
If you're pro-life, hey,
and
how
demand
about
peace?
Anti-missile?
Yeah, anti-missile. Except we don't hear anything about that.
Yeah, so, well, it's the identity politics. They've evangelicals have tied themselves to sort of a right wing, you know, like, I don't know what you would call it, but like they've orchestrated the whole thing. So now they can't. Now they have to be pro-war, even though it's, you know, it's very, very complicated.
Yeah.
And then Terrence Simmons sent a $5. I don't know if this comes through. Nope, it doesn't. But it was the Sheba sticker. Oh. So thank you for that.
Clapping his head. Thank you, Terrence.
Thank you very much.
And then Rumpel Gold, this was the, by the way, announcement. House of Dragons is maybe popping on the 15th. We got an email this morning, but they said it's not affirmed. So fingers crossed.
So Rumpel Gold is a part of the new Game of Thrones House of Dragons show.
Filming. That is breaking news.
That's insider information from Rumpel. So the 15th of April. Wow, that would be awesome.
No spoilers.
So hopefully we'll see a trailer. Yeah, no spoilers. Hopefully we'll see a trailer soon.
So this is the prequel of the Targaryen clan, right?
Right, right.
For those of you who like Game of Thrones, this is a prequel that will lead up to Daenerys and her brother, I believe.
That's right.
And then we have David Dean, the human juggernaut. With the $20 super chat, love your show. Don't care for mainstream media.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And that completes our super chats for today.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching on this Monday. We will be back here tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time. Thank you so much for subscribing. If you're new here, please hit that subscribe button. Very, very important that you get and turn on that little bell notification so you'll be notified when we go live first thing in the morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time. We'll see you back here. Yes, Rumpel Gold says 400 years before the Game of Thrones that you're used to.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anthony Goodley says, I miss David today. Yes, I was texting him. I said, where are you? He said, so he's not going to make it today. So,
I bet I've even been texting him. Phillips.
You've been texting
him? Yeah, but I don't talk as often as David does because I don't start talking and then figure out where I'm going. I work the other way around. And he's not here to defend himself, so I can say whatever I want. No, I usually like chime in when it's something I have a very clear like idea of what I'm trying to say. I don't know if that makes sense. But.
Oh, you mean you think before you speak? That's wonderful.
I do.
So we're all going to take away these two like motivation from Kid Rock to don't give a F, and from Philip to think before we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes, lessons to live by.
Yes, definitely.
We all need to do that. Not give an F and think before we speak. All right, everyone. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern time.
Bye, everyone. Happy spring.